Over 2 million people in Gaza are cut off now from food, power, and gas after Israel began a siege on the Palestinian territory in retaliation for that murderous attack over the weekend on Israeli civilians by the Hamas militants who run Gaza. Gazans now have nowhere to go. Zaha Hassan is a Palestinian human rights lawyer and a fellow at the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace. And Zaha, first, just give us the context. What can you tell us about how Gazans have been living right now?
Thanks for having me. Yes, first of all, this siege that Israel has imposed, said it's imposing on Gaza, actually it began 16 years ago, a complete siege over the entire area of the Gaza Strip, as you said, 2.2 million people. Most of these people are, in fact, refugees or descendants of refugees from 1948, when the State of Israel was established. And since 1967, they've been living under a military occupation where their entire existence is determined by Israel. So if somebody in the Gaza Strip has cancer and needs specialized treatment in Jerusalem, they have to get permissions from Israel to go to a hospital. And if they don't get it, they don't get it. Yeah. And that's just the reality of the life of Palestinians living inside of Gaza. They're cut off completely from the world.
Well, we should jump in to say that, as you well know, in 2007, Hamas won an election, which was allowed, and they won an election to run the area. It's not technically an occupation, but as you've said, they're literally barricaded in by Israel. It's been called an open-air jail. Approximately 97% of the water is unsafe. Half the population lives under the poverty line. But there have been all these failed attempts at a two-state solution, completely abysmal. But Palestinians are not speaking in one voice today. What are you hearing about the attack?
No, Palestinians are, in general, deeply shocked about sort of the scale and the multi-front attack. I don't think anybody was expecting what happened in the way it happened. What they were expecting is a violent outbreak, because there has been no opportunity for Palestinians to seek a diplomatic resolution to the conflict. All their avenues diplomatically have been shut down. All their efforts legally through ICC engagement on accountability or ICJ actions have been stalled. Even nonviolent boycotts have been labeled as anti-Semitism. Economic pressures on Israel to de-escalate on the human rights violations to respect Palestinian rights under international law as an occupied people, all those avenues have been cut off. So I think for many people, the idea that there would be a violent outbreak is not unexpected, but definitely everyone is shocked by just the level of sophistication of what has happened.
But one of the reasons we're hearing Palestinian voices say that so many avenues have been cut off for Gaza is Hamas. Here's some voices that I am seeing. Here's Yasmin Mohammed, who has family in Gaza, saying, too many people can't tell the difference between innocent Palestinians and terrorists like Hamas. Dr. Mustafa Barghouti told Fareed Zakaria, Barghouti is founder of the Palestinian National Initiative. He says the only solution is the well-being of Palestinians here. That's the only way to correct what's happening in the region. But we're also hearing from security experts who say that part of that solution might have to be eliminating Hamas, that Hamas was slipping in its approval by Palestinians. And that might have been one of the reasons that it did this, that there were too many attempts to negotiate, compromise with people like the Saudis. So what is your sense of everybody's in shock, I'm sure.
Look, there is no justification. Yeah. Sorry for interrupting.
No, go ahead.
There's no justification for Hamas targeting civilians. And likewise, there's no justification for Israel to target 2.2 million people with aerial bombardments and possibly a ground invasion. I mean, we are already hearing that Jabalia refugee camp, one of the most densely populated areas within the most densely populated area on earth, has been attacked. We have heard that the telecommunications has been wiped out. We have heard that the children's unit of the El Shifa Hospital in Gaza has been hit. There is no justification for striking against civilians and civilian infrastructure. And we've just heard the Secretary General from the UN say that this is not okay, that this is off limits. That's what international law has to say about this. And I think we really need to go back to and firmly hold on to international law and the rules-based order here, both for Palestinians, Palestinian fighters, and Israeli forces that are now bombarding Gaza, because that is the only way we're going to see a pathway towards what needs to happen, which is deoccupation of the Palestinian territories by Israel and a political solution.
Zaha Hassan, a human rights lawyer, a fellow at the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace, thank you.
Thank you.